Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. Kenrath back here with you as we listen to the hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s, but also welcoming guests throughout the morning to talk about different things going on here in North Platte. And hey, like we do every Friday, we welcome in Haven Smith, the Mid Plains United Way Executive Director. And for me personally, I haven't had the chance to see Haven the last couple weeks. Paxton had to fill in for me 2 weeks ago, and then last week, Haven unfortunately couldn't make it in, but Angela and Maria came in. But Haven, good morning, and how have you been?
I've been good. Things happen. Tires get nails in them. So I'm glad to be back today.
Everyone's been having vehicle troubles. We got Haven with tires or nails in the tire, and then we have me with a blown engine. But yeah, Haven Smith joining us here today. Let's kind of talk about it. Hey, Wednesday, North Platte Giving Day. Just kind of talk about your perspective, how it went for the Mid Plains United Way.
First, I just want to say thank you to the Mid Nebraska Community Foundation for hosting North Platte Giving Day. It was... And to you guys, too. It was so well publicized. And my assistant and I, we walked over to the foundation and to their open house. And they were so wonderful. They had sandwiches for us and snacks. And they even had a mobile coffee mobile outside for us to get a drink. And so it was just to have, somebody... host us that way. It was just wonderful, wonderful. And so we thank them for all the work that they did to put it together and to help all of the nonprofits here in the North Platte community raise some money. And I think we did pretty good. From what I know, I think we're right around a little over $2,000, but that was Wednesday morning. So I don't know what's come in since then.
Yeah, it'd be kind of interesting to see what has came in since then. I mean, it was 24 hours of giving, but, North Platte Giving Day is such a great thing to go on here in the community for all of our local nonprofits as well. And Haven, it sounds like for folks who maybe donated to the Mid Plains United Way, they're entered into a drawing, it sounds like.
Yeah, so we did just a little fun thing for people who decided to give to Mid Plains United Way. Whoever made their donation by midnight last night will be entered into a drawing to win two tickets to Parker McCollum during Nebraska Land Days, and that's Friday, June 21st. And they are tickets with VIP building access. Ooh, so they're fun tickets. Yeah. And, but we won't know, we won't be able to do that drawing until all the final information comes in from the foundation. And then, so probably around Monday, maybe Monday, Tuesday of next week, we'll do that drawing.
And I can say, folks, if you get the VIP access for the concerts at Nebraska Land Days, I got lucky, I joined here about a year ago, 2 weeks before Nebraska Land Days, and Cody Johnson. Yes, it was Cody Johnson concert because he was singing one of his songs I actually liked. I was in the VIP access and great time. It was a great time.
Yeah, there's so much more room. And yes, it's just like a really relaxing time out there. So I think whoever gets those tickets is going to have a good night.
Hey,
but the weather holds.
That is very true. It's the wrestling days. It seems like it always rains one of the nights. Haven Smith, the Mid Plains United Way Executive Director, joining us here this morning just to kind of talk about the Mid Plains United Way as we recap the North Platte Giving Day, as we were talking about Nebraska Land Days. Well, the Let's Pull Together Human Tractor Pull is coming up here in June, I believe, during Nebraska Land Days as well.
Yes. It's going to be right next to the Prime Rib Feed on June 18th. And we're looking forward to it. It's a new event. So we're looking for some brave people to decide to be teams and... it's 4 to 6 people. It's 4 if it's all male. And then you can have up to 6 if you have a co-ed team in there. So, or all female. That would be cool too. And so we're gonna try to do a little video, here with Acres with one of their tractors to kind of display what it looks like. And maybe that, will make it a little bit less daunting for people to sign up to do. But I think it'll be a fun addition and we're looking forward to it.
I agree 100%. I mean, who doesn't like to show off their strength? I know I like to. I think someone that would be great at doing that, some of the local like high school football teams or wrestling teams.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah.
Those would be some good athletes. And Haven, if they want to sign up for the Let's Pull Together Human Tractor Pull, how can they sign up for that event?
You just go onto our website at midplainsunitedway.com. And if you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see you'll see some, it's kind of like an animation looking picture with pulling a rope next to a tractor. So, and just go there and you can see all the rules and everything that's needed.
Well, perfect there. And lastly, Haven, you know, it felt like just yesterday we were talking about this campaign. Well, it sounds like the end of the campaign is coming up here on June 30th.
It is. It's coming up so quickly, and we still have about 25,000 more to raise. So we've got a month and a half to raise $25,000. And you guys, this would be the first time that we've met our goal in a few years. So, you know, like we're really asking everybody out there, no matter what the amount is, please come to us and donate. It really means a lot to the community. And when you do make your donation to Mid Plains United Way, you could give directly to the nonprofit itself, but when you give to Mid Plains United Way, when we give that money back to the community, it goes in large chunks in the form of grants, and it allows your donation to make a bigger impact and affect the programs that these nonprofits do. So your donation can really, really help the community no matter what the amount is.
And then if they want to donate, how can they donate to the campaign?
Yep, midplainsunitedway.com. Or you can mail in a check to us. All the information is on our website.
Well, perfect there. Wrapping up our conversation here with Haven. Haven, any final thoughts for the listeners tuning along here with us?
just have a really good weekend. Good luck to everybody who might be making it to state track next week. Looking forward to that. And just everybody have a good weekend.
Should be a good weekend. Haven's got her coffee. She's probably going to have her coffee ready for the weekend as well.
Yes. I want to make a little comment about that. So this is from the Powell's Brewery and Bakery that just opened. And I've driven past it twice this week. And then I finally went and pulled in today. And I'm glad I did. So it's over at Powell's. And, you know, like there's really nothing out there as far as coffee in the morning. So I was happy to get that this morning. And I'm looking forward to going there again.
Hey, can't go wrong with it. Hey, Ben, thanks for taking the time for joining us today. And have a great rest of your day and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, folks, we got more coming up here on Good Morning North Platte.